Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Manoj Singh Rana with the World News. The headlines. Protests in Iran enter fourth day following inflation hike and fall of national currency. Mali and Burkina Faso announce travel ban on US citizens. Taiwan remains on high alert as China conducts massive military drills around the island. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia laid to rest with full state honours in Dhaka. And world welcomes New Year 2026 with joy as some countries already struck midnight. President Draupadi Murmu greets citizens. Protests in Iran enter their fourth day today following a record fall in the national currency against the US dollar, which has triggered widespread public anger. The protests began on Sunday by shopkeepers in Tehran after the Iranian currency, rial, hit record lows against the US dollar. The protests later spread to several other cities. Iran's currency fell as the US and its Western allies increased sanctions and diplomatic pressure. Inflation stands at around 50%, while rising import prices continue to drive up the cost of living. Iranian state media agency reported that the government has replaced the Central Bank of Islamic Republic of Iran. Prosecutor General Mohammad Mowahedi Azad has also warned of a decisive response if protests threaten national security. The Free Balochistan movement has intensified its international advocacy in the form of protests against enforced disappearance of women in Balochistan by Pakistani security forces in the British city of Manchester. The demonstration drew attention to what activists say is a sharp escalation in state repression over the past month, marked by the abduction of Baloch women from their homes in different parts of Balochistan. Protesters accused Pakistani authorities of using enforced disappearances as a tool to silence political dissent and intimidate Baloch families demanding basic rights and justice. Mali and Burkina Faso have announced a travel ban on US citizens in response to a similar measure introduced by the Trump administration earlier this month. In separate statements issued yesterday, the foreign ministries of the two West African countries said the decision was taken in the spirit of reciprocity following the White House's announcement on December the 16th that US President Donald Trump would add them, along with five other countries, to a list subject to a full travel ban. Taiwan remained on high alert after China staged massive military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry today said that around 125 Chinese military planes had crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait and entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Taiwan President Lai Ching-te, in a statement today, praised the military for responding swiftly to the exercise launched by China and slammed Beijing for its military activities near Japan and in the South China Sea. The development comes days after the U.S. approved a huge arms package worth more than $10 billion for Taiwan. Thailand released 18 Cambodian soldiers today under a renewed ceasefire agreed by the two countries. Cambodian Defense Ministry spokesperson Mali Sochieta said that after 155 days in Thai custody, the soldiers were transferred at a border checkpoint today. The Southeast Asian neighbors agreed to halt fighting on the 27th of December, ending about 20 days of clashes that killed at least 101 people and displaced more than 500,000 civilians on both sides. The fighting included fighter jet sorties, exchanges of rocket fire and artillery barrages. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Begum Khalida Zia was laid to rest with full state honours at the Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka today. The first woman Prime Minister of the country and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party's chairperson, Begum Khalida Zia, died yesterday after a prolonged illness. Our Dhaka correspondent reports massive crowds poured into Dhaka from across the country, braving cold weather to pay their final respects.
India was represented at the funeral by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He attended the prayers and conveyed India's condolences to Khalida Zia's son and BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries also attended the funeral. Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus, members of the interim government, leaders of the different political parties, and the chiefs of Bangladesh's three armed forces joined the funeral prayers, which were held with full state honors. After the janaza, Khalida Zia was laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman, at Sere Bangla Nagar in Dhaka, as the capital observed a period of deep national mourning. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to the World News. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has announced the removal of all its remaining counterterrorism teams from Yemen. Although it officially left the Saudi-led coalition in 2019, it had maintained a small number of units to fight groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and support Yemen's recognized government. The UAE announcement followed Saudi Arabia's disclosure of what it called a limited military operation against weapons and combat vehicles in southern Yemen. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs strongly rejected Saudi claims that it was adding fuel to the Yemen conflict. The world is welcoming 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoy fireworks and parties to bring in the new year, as some countries already struck midnight. We have a report.
The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati became the first country in the world to welcome 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, marking the official start of New Year's celebrations worldwide. Auckland also ushered in the new year with colourful fireworks display over the Sky Tower. The annual fireworks illuminated the night sky as huge crowds gathered at the city's central business district took part in the celebrations. Australia welcomed the new year with spectacular fireworks led by Sydney on the east coast. The iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as the highly anticipated fireworks display began, drawing crowds of spectators from across the city and around the world. Meanwhile, Japan and South Korea welcomed 2026 with traditional bell-ringing ceremonies in their capital cities. Valsa Williams for World News.
President Droupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of the new year. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. The United Nations has launched a $1.71 billion humanitarian appeal for Afghanistan in 2026, as the country is expected to remain in one of the world's largest humanitarian crises. About 21.9 million people will need aid, with 17.4 million facing acute food insecurity, including 4.7 million in emergency conditions. The plan aims to assist millions of people through food, healthcare, shelter, water, nutrition, and cash support. India today successfully conducted a fresh salvo launch of two Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The trial was carried out by the Defence Research and Development Organisation. The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface short-range ballistic missile with a strike range of about 150 km to 500 km. It can carry multiple types of warheads against various targets. South Korea will extend the waiver on visa processing fees for an additional 6 months for group tourists from India, China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia and Cambodia. Finance Minister of South Korea, Koo Yun-chiol, said the exemption of C-3-2 visas will continue till the end of June next year. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Protests in Iran enter fourth day following inflation hike and fall of national currency. Mali and Burkina Faso announce travel ban on US citizens. Taiwan remains on high alert as China conducts massive military drills around the island. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia laid to rest with full state honours in Dhaka. World welcomes New Year 2026 with joy as some countries already struck midnight. President Droupadi Murmu greets citizens. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.